WSIV 944 calling WSIU 709. You out there? Negative copy on your last. WSIV 944, you have a lot of noise breaking up a bit too on my end. WSIV 944, you're starting to come in a bit clearer now. I could hear that, you were just really quiet.
I just went over all my connections. Everything's good. Checked under the bank, everything's good. I might have to, you know, 150 on my ear again.
You came through, minimal noise, but you're very, very quiet. I didn't catch everything you said. I think you just checked your connection, so that's about it.
All right, Mike, I think, good morning. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Good morning out there. Oh, this is WRWB 489. What's going on?
Yeah, just, you know, another day going to work, that's all. The other one's down, so we're going to be on a short string today.
Either it's down or they shut it off because of unwanted QRM. That happens a lot of things. they shut them down because of that. But anyway, just on your way to work.
I am. Oh, I got a jammer in there.
Yeah, there's been, you know, a lot of tomfoolery going on, like in the afternoon, seems like.
I think somebody was just keying this thing.
Yeah, there was some QRM there. Anyway. But, yep. What time you, get home today?
That key jamming. You know where that's coming from. I'm gonna have to look up his license.
Well, it's not hard, you know, FCC.gov.
You can infer that the two are the same this morning.
Very coincidental.
Shameful, take a nice sip.
Well, when they shut it down, you know, there's going to be a lot of people that are upset, but, you know, hey, you know, whatever.
Problem is there's too many to keep track of. That's the problem. That could be the other too, so let's get it past him.
Could be anybody too. Could be that guy that gets out here in the afternoon and does it. But then again, I don't know. Well, it could be. It could be anybody, really. You know, there's a lot of people out here that do it. You know, it's just not one particular person. There's multiple people work in groups, and you have people that just work by themselves that are loners.
Yeah, that's it. All right, well, I'm going to get out of here, Mike. You have a good morning. I'm not going to hold this thing very long, so... Anyways, we'll catch you later. WRWB 489, WSHM 738. Have a good one.
All right, we'll catch you later. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
WSEU 202, we're mobile.
WSGI 432, mobile and monitoring.
Yeah, good morning from WRWB 489.
Good morning, 489. How are you doing this morning? This is WSGI 432.
Just sitting here, you know, monitoring the frequency.
Pretty cool. Is anything going on, or quiet as always?
No, I was talking to somebody else, and then we had some unwanted QRM for a minute, and then that went away, and now I'm talking to you.
Nice. Yeah, I was down in Tennessee, and I was talking on a couple of their repeaters, and there is no issues down there whatsoever. Nobody keying up and real quick and not saying anything, and it was really nice down there. It was either quiet, nobody talking, or people just talking away.
And here, you know, it's a large metro area, you know, Who knows? If there's anybody, or everybody, anybody, you know, whatever.
None of their repeaters down there were linked. They were all separate, like, standalone.
I get you. You know, it kind of makes it a little bit more challenging, you know, when you're way out in CSE land. But, yeah, that's all right, I guess.
All right, 489, it was good talking with you there. This is WSGI 432. I'm going to drive to work here and drink my coffee and listen to the radio. So it was good talking with you. We'll talk again. WSGI 432, clear and monitoring.
All right, sir. You have safe travel. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
This is WSID 817, monitoring. Good morning.
Good morning, 817. This is WRWF 505. I'm literally about to put my foot in the door at work, but wanted to say I hope you have a great day, and I'll catch you later.
Roger that, Aaron. Have a fantastic day. Waving the antenna at you. We'll talk again. WSID 817, monitoring.
Hey, sounds good. This is WRWF 505. I'm clear.
Come on back to you, Mike. 817. WSFZ 793, just waking up.
Hey, Dave. How you been? I you were on the radio quite a bit yesterday. I'm surprised to hear you this early.
Yeah, you're surprised. I'm surprised to hear myself this early, too. I'm just waking up here, man. I'm at my foggiest. Just got out of bed about 15 minutes. You got me a cup of coffee. And, I'm sitting here and you know how it works. So just waving a good morning to you.
Roger that, Dave. I've been awake for about an hour. I'm still just waking up. I just got my coffee. I'm burning a smoke and put the radio on. See who's listening. So, yeah, have a good morning. We'll talk again. This is WSID 817.
Hey, Roger. I'm doing the same thing over here. So, just give me a little bit to wake up on. Or wake up, I mean. I'll get back at you there if you're around. So good morning time to you. Sounding good to the repeater. WSFZ 793, I'm listening.
You call me Dave, WRWB 49.
And I was calling 793. WSID. Waking up a little bit more. I was just grabbing a second cup of coffee and eating those dog's breakfast, and now we're back out again. What is happening? How's the fog near you today?
Thank you, the funny DJ. Good morning time, Mike. And, Jesus Christ, I'm all confused over here, man. That fog ain't lifting very well. But, 489, good morning time to you. And, Mike over here, 817. That's who I was calling out for, just so I know what's happening over there.
inside, getting my second and final mug of coffee and feeding my dog's breakfast. And I ran back out to the garage. I could hear you. I was just asking how the fog was near you. I said, so, it's super, super dense. I've got, junior baseball league baseball diamonds in my backyard. And, I can't see across them. The little baseball fields. There's houses on the other side of them. I can't see them. Super, super thick.
Yeah, there ain't no fog out here. Everything is pretty clear. Wow. But if you got fog over there, then it should be making its way over here sometime.
Well, I'm a little bit east and north, northeast of you. I'm not sure. Saginaw's in a valley, so we get weird weather. You know, Michigan generally gets weird weather, and then you'll see, like, rain coming across the state or whatever, and as soon as it hits Saginaw, it'll dissipate, you know, sometimes. Not every time, but they'll be calling for rain, and then it just doesn't. And there's times where it's raining here and not anywhere else. It's so strange. So, yeah, we'll see. I hope it's not smoke. I mean, I didn't wake up wheezing this morning, but I had the window shut and the air conditioning on last night. The other morning, I had the windows open, and I had a box fan in the window blowing the cold air in, and I woke up wheezing that morning because of the smoke.
Yeah, Roger. Well, from what they're saying, supposed to be the rain supposed to come in and knock that smoke out, something like that. The rain will help knock that smoke down or whatever. So you're getting rain over there. Yeah, it's weird over here because there'd be a big red line coming across the state, you know, tornadoes or nasty thunderstorms and stuff, and be headed right for us. And then just before it gets to us, it breaks up. Or we'd have a storm come over us. Everybody else is getting pounded and flooded and everything, and over here it just drizzles.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I went through orientation at the hospital yesterday, Ducky and I did. And we went and visited some patients and spent like an hour and a half in the hospital yesterday just visiting people and getting acquainted with some of the nurses there, and yeah, it was a good time. Then last night, it was National Night Out last night, and I wanted to go to it. I guess it's like a nationwide event, National Night Out, and Saginaw County had one at the local soccer fields. And I wanted to go to it, so I went on my way out to go to it, but there was a huge line to get in. Well, the traffic was backed up quarter mile, half mile, and I started getting closer. I said, forget it. I don't, you know, I give up. But they had a Chinook. There was a Chinook, if you know what that is. It's the dual rotor helicopter looking things. I saw that flying overhead, which was heading over that way, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, Roger. What do you do at the hospital? What do you do at the hospital there?
Well, technically, it was my orientation day. So I am starting my volunteer program at the hospital. I have three dogs. One of them I got certified as a therapy dog, and the hospital is one of our first assignments. So we were getting oriented at the hospital so I can go in there and take my therapy dog around, just visit patients and try to bring the place up a bit.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's really good to hear. That's a noble thing there. I'm gonna... All right, man, let me get back on the side here for a minute. I'm starting to fog up again. It takes me a while to get my engine started. I gotta go to see if I can get if there's another couple left in the pot and get my business together here. So I'm gonna say good morning time one more time, and good morning time to 489 there. I gotta say hello to you too. And I'm gonna go ahead and get on the side and monitor until I wake fully up there. So we'll talk to you gentlemen in a minute there. WSRZ 793, and I'll be back.
Copy that, Dave. Copy that. Take your time and breathe. And this is WSIG 817. I'll be monitoring.
Morning, guys. I don't know if you can hear me. This is Greg. KAB9585. We're going to grab a MPG message recording in the duct tank condition.
Morning, 585. Yeah, you're coming in, not perfectly, but there was a tiny bit of scratchiness. But I could make you out okay. How you doing this morning? This is WSID 817.
Doing fantastic. Just pulled up to the radio here. I'm out in my radio room, and I hear you guys coming in. Got to wait just about 3 seconds for the local repeater to drop, because evidently we're on the same 141.3 tone over this way. Where are you located, by the way?
Roger that. I am in Saginaw Township, over near the bay of the between the thumb and the rest of Michigan there. If you're familiar, mid Michigan. Well, which repeater are you coming off of?
Well, I was gonna ask you the same thing. We have a repeater on this frequency here in Grand Rapids, in the northwest side of Grand Rapids, and have to let that one drop out before I can hear you, because they have to die together pretty much. What repeater are we talking through over on your side there at Saginaw?
Yeah, they're, okay, so we're talking on what's referred to as the MI-8 network of GMRS repeaters. I thought there were maybe about half a dozen of them across the state. There's one in Sheboygan, Bay City, Saginaw, Mayville, Flint, Detroit, and Mount Clemens, and I think there might be a couple more. I had no idea there was one over by Grand Rapids too. But yeah, if you're talking on this network, you're getting out there.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I'm not actually talking on that network. Well, I guess I am through your system, but the Grand Rapids, the repeater, is not part of that MI-8 network. It's just independent over here in Grand Rapids. But I have heard of the ham radio MI-5 stuff, and MI-8, I guess, that's something new. But so that's good. I'll do... just gonna Google that and see what that's all about. I have talked to the guys over in on the Mount Clemens repeater before when the ducting conditions are open. Just curious. So I just wanna get out of here, don't wanna hog up the machine. Just wanted to say hi and see where you were coming from this morning. KAB9585, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you a lot for coming back to me this morning.
No problem. There's actually a website where you can look up all this information. It's called the Central Michigan Emergency Network. Or you can go to C8MEN. I think that's what it is. C8MEN.net. And it will tell you about the MI-1 network, which is a ham network. It'll tell you about MI-2. MI-1 is a 70-centimeter network. MI2 is the 2-meter network. MI5 is the DMR network. I'm on there too. And then MI8 is the GMRS network. And there's all, I mean, if you're wondering what happens to, what is going on with the other numbers in that sequence, then it's all on the website there. But, yeah, you take care. Have a good morning. We'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring. Yeah, very good. I just looked that up. I think I've been on that system before. And I do have that in my, I have the MI5 stuff in my DMR radio. So I have listened to that before over this way. Yeah, I'm also KFACYO in the ham call here. So I get both sides covered. Sounds like you do too. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later. KAB9585. See ya.
WRZN493. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you're coming in clear. This is WSID 817. Go ahead.
Just out here traveling westbound 59 in Pontiac. I appreciate all the info, though. I'm actually new to the hobby, so I'll definitely be looking into that website. I appreciate it.
Roger that. Welcome to the hobby. Lots of good people to talk to out here. Lots of good contacts. So, yeah, drive safely and check out that website. It's got maps and voters. Like you can check out, there's a monitoring webpage where you can see where people are keying up, like which repeater they're coming off of and whatnot. It's really good stuff, so check it out. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Excellent. Thank you again. WRZN 493, clear and monitor.
817. This is WRKX607. Do you have a copy on this unit?
Yep. You're coming in crystal clear. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. Appreciate that. Yeah, I just want to chime in. I'm in North Java, New York, 280 miles away from, I can't remember which, Mount Clemens maybe, repeater I was getting into. Not quite yet, so I haven't checked out the boat or anything, but conditions must be perfect today. Every once in a while, things line up, and I can hear you guys coming in full bars, coming in clear, and I can get there. So 280 miles away, because I did map it out once before. I'm due east of you. Of course, the lift is a lot, so getting that signal across there, but I just thought I'd hop in and say hi. You have a great day. This is Whiskey Romeo, Kilo X-Ray 607, First Personal Brian, North Cave, New York.
Yep, propagation starting.
Yeah, this is WSID 817. Would that New York station come back with their call sign, please? I have the Saginaw repeater cut out just as you were saying W.
WRKX60. Romeo, Kilo X-Ray, 607.
Copy that. My first name is Mike over here, and I'm in Saginaw, Michigan. Very good. Great to meet you. So maybe we'll hear you again. Thanks for chiming in. Good morning, and take care. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring.
You take care as well. Have a great, safe, and productive day, and we'll talk to you again soon. WRKF-07.
That's pretty good, man. And the propagation is really getting it together. There's always this time of morning when you know, you start getting all them signals in from other downstate and all that other stuff there.
I had the call sign wrong for the Central Michigan Emergency Network. I think it's WACMN. I think that's what it is. I didn't even look it up, but it just came to my mind. WSID 817.
Ain't no big deal. I'm sure they'll figure it out.
Conditions are absolutely insane this morning. I just checked my Mesh-tastic device, if anybody knows what that is. It normally picks up on maybe 3, 4, or 5 nodes at a time. It's up to 26 nodes right now. WSID 817.
Am I what?
Mesh-tastic.
Fabulous. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Thanks for dropping in. How are you doing this morning? This is WSID 817.
Doing well. I guess the Mayville machine is being bad, so we're trying to deal with that remotely, and it's being naughty. It's hiding. It's like a 3-year-old. So we're trying to get it under control.
Yeah, I noticed that. I didn't know if the squelch was open or what, but it's been doing it for like a day now, or since I've noticed it. Sometimes the Saginaw repeater will drop out, and I swap over to the Mayville one, but I tried to talk on Mayville this morning. I don't think it worked.
Last I heard, it was locked in transmit. Could you verify that? Can you hear it from where you're at?
Yeah, I can hear it. It comes in clear from here. I have to use high on this radio in order to hit it from here, but it's just open air. I can't hear anything, but I'm catching a signal from it.
All right, yeah, that's what I was told. So we've been trying to bump it. It's giving us a little grief. We got some other tools in the arsenal, but get to it. But it's being bad, as they sometimes do. It's like children. They cost just as much, and sometimes they don't listen.
Yep, I'm familiar. I've got a 16-year-old, and I'm very familiar with, not necessarily misbehaving children, but the children that don't listen. So I am, vaguely familiar with that. But, thank you for taking care of the Mayville issue, and maybe we'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Morning, 850. John. WSOZ 793.
Good morning. Just here getting my coffee this morning. A little late, a little behind. I overslept.
It ain't a crime. Well, I don't know if unless you have a schedule, you overslept and it's all screwed up now. But other than that, if you don't, there ain't no crime, man. Just get your coffee and get your day rolling.
Yeah, I make the rules, so no harm, no foul. We're not sticklers about that. Sticklers about getting the work done, not sticklers about when you get it done.
Exactly. Yeah, I just wanted to, I heard you out there. I can hear my radio from the kitchen. I thought that was you. I was getting my second cup here. Trying to shake off the cobwebs and everything. Just wanted to get in there and say good morning to you. And hope your day goes good and all that other stuff, you know. So the Saginaw repeater's hung up, eh?
Hold on, at the window. Oh, there we go.
I got my cup of joe. That's all I need. So, all right, well, you be safe. Don't breathe in too much of this Canadian mist. And don't drink any Canadian mist either, because you don't want to go back to that. So stay away from, just stay away from the Canadian mist.
Yeah, right. That's good advice right there. hey, did you know that if that coffee's super hot, do you know that if you spill it on yourself, you can get a couple million dollars in a lawsuit?
You know, I heard a rumor, and didn't she like never collect or something like that? God, that's been a long time ago, and I don't remember if she actually ever collected. But yeah, I do remember that story. But it was much more gruesome than you think. She had some major reconstructive surgery.
Yeah, from what I gather, if I remember right, and that's a long time ago, too. So, you know, my brain's all foggy when it comes to that, but if I got it right, she did win, but she never collected it or something, or they offered a settlement. She didn't win the full whatever the hell she was suing for, but they offered a settlement, and I guess it was okayed, and she never collected it. I can't figure that one out. I mean, I was going to tell you, if you do decide to spill your coffee on yourself, just watch where you spill it, because, you know, if you spill it down there, then you can, God knows what will happen. But yeah, that's what I was referencing to.
So if you spill it down there, all my concubines will leave. Then I'll be without my harem. So, all right, anyhow. I digress. I'm going into work here. You gentlemen have yourself a wonderful day. I'm going to try to do the same here. Good talk to y'all. WRUU 850.
All right, Sean. Good talking to you too, man. Have a good day at work and all that other good stuff. We'll talk to you later. WSOZ 793 waking up, and I'm listening. While I'm at it, you still in there, 489? I guess not. All right, I'm listening. WRWB 489, you still in there?
WSGH922 monitoring.
Good morning, time, Greg. WSOZ 793.
Good morning, Dave. Just got up, having my first cup.
Yeah, roger that. I'm on my second. Still rolling through it. They get the fog out of my head. Okay.
We got any local or skip going on this morning, like yesterday?
Oh yeah, 817, Mike. He talked to a guy in New York. Guy from New York come up in here, really good too. And but 817 talked to him. I just sat and listened, and there was a couple others in the state, but way out there. Okay.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll have to check the HF side here when I wake up a little more. Yeah, it was pretty cool, man. The guy from New York was coming in clean, almost clean. And like I said, Mike talked to him. I was still half asleep. I just woke up about an hour ago. And I wasn't up to being down because, you know, when you're first awake, they get lost for words, they're rising.
Dave, I don't think you'll ever be lost for words.
Christ, am I that bad?
Oh, I just know you.
Long-winded, but good-looking WSOZ Friday. Yeah, last night we had it going on. Me and Ralph, we talked out here for a long time and had some newbies come in, and we were helping out the newbies there, and so we're probably going to get some fresh meat up in here because these guys, they're really cool, but they're newbies, and, you know, you help them out, man. I mean, you know, that's the thing. They want to get into it, then help them out, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it's all about. Yep. That's, I always rely back on Jack, you know. That's how I started out here. Got the DB20. I call it the Jack Special. With the Nagoya 72. And, yeah, I heard you talking to one of the gentlemen out there telling him to put his antenna straight up in the air and get by the window.
Morning, gentlemen. WRZP544.
Good morning. Good morning there, Bob. Jump right in here.
Good morning, Bob. WSOZ 793.
793. I don't believe you'll ever be at a loss for words, Roger.
Oh God, I've been labeled. Ah, Jesus. Oh, that's all right. I'll take it, as long as it ain't bad in a bad way. I'll take it. But Greg, I wanted to tell you. Yeah, then Jack jumped in there and was helping out, and we were helping. I think there was like three newbies out there, and we helped them out and got them going. And, you know, because that's the way it should be. If he's a newbie, man, you know, even if he's screwing up, you know, you gotta try to help him out, tell him the right way. Yeah, I learned that from Jack, that keep that antenna vertical and stuff. So. Anyway, good morning to you, gentlemen. I'll leave you guys at it while I sip my coffee. WSFC 793 listening.
It's all good. I wouldn't yank your chain if I didn't like you, brother. Gentlemen, enjoy your day out there. Promises to be a warm one. Light winds out of the west up here. Heavy fog and snow, I'm sorry, smoke again this morning, so we'll take it. We're upright and healthy. WRZP 544, monitoring the system.
All right, Bob. Yeah, I know you didn't mean nothing by it. Greg started before you did on me about, oh, you're never at a loss for words. But, yeah, I don't know what it's supposed to get up to today, but I guess today's the start of the new heat days or something, unless it's tomorrow. But rain's supposed to roll in. I don't know if by you or not, but it's supposed to roll in and knock some of this smoke down. I don't know. I'm just reading all this stuff off the computer, so it doesn't matter. But good morning time to you. You sounded really good through the repeaters, and if I don't talk to you again, you have yourself a great day there. Okay, WSOZ 793, listening.
I Roger that, 793. Yep, our heat wave, but 20% chance of rain today up here, which is not likely according to the radar. But our heat wave here, Friday, we're looking back up in the mid-90s, so we'll take that as well. Enjoy your day, and be safe. WRGC 544.
All right, Bob, good to hear you out there, Bob. And listen, a second support wave there for Dave. There's no way that guy's got a loss for words. All right, my friend, good hearing you again. WSGH 922, I'll be on the side.
Always a pleasure to have you in my home and receive there, sir. Be careful, be safe, and if you get in trouble, don't name it after me. WRCT 544, clear, monitoring the frequency.
IUG 88, good morning, Bob.
Brother from another mother, WRGT 544, WIUG.
How are you doing this morning, Bob?
I'm upright. The good Lord let me put my feet on the ground this morning, so I have no complaints. Got a good woman by my side and two healthy dogs, so living the dream, right?
Good. That's all good. Excellent, Bob. Good to hear you out there, and good talking to you. We'll talk again, because I just woke up to say hello to you. Special you, WIUG 488.
Roger that. You're just as special to us up in the north here, too, Jack. Enjoy your day, and we will do it again. WRZP 544. As always, Sheboygan County Bob, clear and monitoring frequency after you, sir.
I had to run. Come back in here and sit down. Thought I heard Jack out here.
Yeah, he just got out of the fart sack. I'm sure he'll be back on.
Yeah, right, she said. I thought I heard him. I was in the kitchen there. Well, he's up kind of early today. Anyway, I'm listening.
WRQE 419. I have a question for the group this morning. I have a mobile in my truck. Should the negative lead be grounded to the frame of the truck? Question.
WRZP 544, Bob, is deployed to County Fair. That would be my best bet. I'd make sure you got a good clean ground, Roger.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I get a little bit of popcorn, and I think I have it hooked to the battery. And I'm going to try and change that. Hopefully that works out. I appreciate the information, and have a great day. WRQE 419.
Hear that, 419. Yeah, hooking up to the battery's fine, don't get me wrong there, but on occasion you might pick up some alternator noise in there. So, yep, you'll nail her down. Good clean surface, good contact, you can't beat a good ground. WRZP 544.
Yeah, Bob's right. If you found the battery, you could end up with alternator noise, the way these alternators today are and everything, and it could be pretty messy. So, yeah, a good clean ground anywhere on the body, because the electrical system is grounded to the body along with the engine, but you get the chance of, how am I saying this, man, I still ain't woke up, the chance of any alternator noise in your radio is almost nil if you ground to the body instead of the battery there. WSRZ 793, listener.
793, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Yeah, when I'm stopped, I don't hear any of the static issues. You know, only happens when I'm accelerating. So I figured out that's probably what it is. I appreciate all the information. Kind of new to the game, so I appreciate it. WRQE 419.
Gary 419. Welcome to the GMRS community. You'll find that all great people out here, and anybody who knows anything is willing to help you out, especially Jack, 488. He's the encyclopedia of the GMRS system. You got a problem, you ask him. If nobody else can help you, he can. You know, he's the master of this stuff. But anyway, have yourself a good morning, my friend. And, let you ground her to the body and see what happens there. WSRZ 793, and I'm listening.
The master of disaster.
I've got a tip for you, too, WSAT 580.
580, this is 419, go ahead.
I was just going to mention another thing you can try to get noise out of an electrical circuit is adding a suppressor to the line, which is basically just a circular magnet, and you wrap the wires around it, go through it, wrap it around, and then go through it again. It's an electrical suppressor. It will suppress a lot of weird noises and things that can occur on the line. If you're really fighting with it, give it a shot.
Would that be the negative?
Both the positive and the negative wire. Just wrap them both around. And, it's a good way to pull out any, like, weird signals or, like spikes and current and stuff out of there. I'm not exactly sure how it works, but I know they do work. I use them a lot in the marine industry. If you've got a line that's getting some weird interference on it, look up suppressor. It's basically a circular magnet with a hole in it. It's like a tube that's a magnet.
Excellent. I'll give her all a shot. Appreciate all the information this morning. You guys are great. WRQE 419.
If you want to buy those, they're generally called ferrite magnets or ferrite chokes.
Copy that. Thank you.
Yes, that's the actual term I was looking for. Garmin calls them suppressors, but yeah, the ferrite choke is the less proper noun way to say it.
What kind of vehicle are we talking about? I'm coming in late to the conversation. Is this a modern vehicle? It's not an electric vehicle or a hybrid, is it?
Yeah, it's a F-150 hybrid, actually.
Good luck.
I was just thinking, oh.
All right, that's funny, but I'll give it all a shot. Just trying to get a good clean signal, and I'll give these different recommendations a shot and see what happens.
They are the bane of our existence in the automotive electric RF. When RF comes together with these new hybrid and electric cars, it can be a nightmare.
The thing is, it's too bad Radio Shack ain't around anymore. Stuff you can buy, you would be able to buy a noise suppressor to put in line with your hot lead there. Basically, all the noise suppressors, like he said, it's just a round magnet with wires wrapped around it called a choke, toroid choke, with a very small capacitor, like a 10 picofarad or something across it. And that would take the noise out of your
out of your thing, but I don't know what you're driving there. I'm not even sure. Well, you know, I mean, don't want to bring it down or disappoint you. Just, you know, too bad you just can't go to the Radio Shack and buy a noise suppressor. You have to make your own. Chinese one from Amazon.
Good morning, Sean. WRZP 544.
Good morning, GMRS. I am just pulling up to my stop here. I've got to get inside. I told him I'd be here within the hour, and I think I got about 15 minutes to spare. But good morning, all.
Right back at you. Be safe out there, Sean. WRZP 544, clear monitoring.
Jump out, get to work. WRU 850.
Station. WRUG 48, copy.
Yeah, I was just thinking another thing on the electric car. What if you added a really small battery just to run the radio and just use the vehicle to charge that battery? That would also act as sort of a suppressor. Having a standalone battery, and it'd be nice to be able to use it with the vehicle off for a little while. WSAT 580.
580, this is 419. Yeah, I have actually thought about that as well. Going to give all of this a shot. Thank you all this morning. Appreciate it all, gentlemen. And you guys all have a great day. Thank you much. WRQE 419, clear.
419, before you go, man, where are you located at?
Currently in Troy. My house is over on the west side near Milford Highland area. Actually, that was going to be one of my questions. You guys know a good repeater besides the Flint repeater 725 out in that area?
I'll leave that one up to Jack. He knows more about that than I do. What repeater are you going through?
Macomb, 675 right now.
All right, well, you're doing a hell of a job. It sounds good. Clean. Sounding really good there. Anything like that, though, on the repeater question, take that over to Jack. Jack knows more about this stuff than I do.
WSFY 587.
Yeah, I think that's Nate out there. Hang on a second, Nate. 419, man. Yeah, let us know how you make out, or at least let me know or something. If you're able to get rid of that noise there. WSFC 793.
Will do. Thank you very much. Appreciate all the help this morning. WRQE 419, clear. Thank you.
Station 419, what you need is a filter. What kind of radio is it?
It's a BPEC UV50 Pro.
Yeah, you need a filter. And I think Amazon sells those filters. And you know what? I know Ford always does that. We had a lot of people on 2023 that were same problem they had, and they couldn't get rid of it at all. So what? I don't know. Another suggestion. I would not put that BTEC, send it back to them, get your money back, and go get that DB20G. That is just plug into a cigarette lighter, and that's it.
Copy that, Jack. Appreciate that information. Give the filter a try, and then maybe I'll send this back and get that DB50 Pro. Or DB20, I think it is. But thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Pleasure talking with you.
I'll be honest with you. Those repeaters, that's all they need to be. No more than DB20. I have two of them. And because it appears only 50 watts, that's all it is. So you're not going to get nowhere with that BTEC. I used to have a BTEC too, and it was bad. It was very bad. It was only pushing 5 watts. I sent it back. That's when I bought that DB20G. And that it worked excellent. I got 2 of them, and then both of them are in the car. And it worked great.
WSFY587. Can I join in?
I'm sorry, Nate. Oh, I told Nate to hang on a second. I totally forgot. Yeah, come on, Nate.
This is James.
I screwed up, James. My bad. Yeah, I got 587 written down on top of it. I got Nate, but underneath it, I got James. So I screwed up there. Got you mixed up with somebody else. Morning time, James.
Good morning.
WRQE419. Jack, appreciate all the information as well as everybody else. I got to run into the office now here at work, so appreciate it. Thank you much. Y'all have a great day. WRQE419 clear.
All right. If you got anything else to do or say it here, I will help you out. No problem at all. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
Yeah, you have a good morning right back, 419. Sounding good through the repeater and everything. Like I said, you know, we're a helpful community out here, especially with Jack. If we don't know, Jack knows, so that's why we're happy to have him out here with the tough stuff. We'll talk to you later. WSZ 793, and I'm listening.
Going to Sundale, Michigan today, but I hope I pick y'all guys up because I will be there for a couple of days.
Where are you located at, James?
I'm located near Eight Mile Road, Jarn Art, on the borderline of Detroit and Highland Park. So if you look me up in Detroit, it will come up as Highland Park.
Yeah, roger that. What do you say? You're taking a trip or something? You're going somewhere else and you're going to try to get in on the repeater?
Yes. I'm heading to Sundale, Michigan today, and I will be there for 4 days.
Yeah, roger that. Well, if you got enough power in that radio, you should be able to make the Detroit repeater from Ferndale, I'm sure.
Okay.
What radio do you have?
WSFY587. But how your day going?
You know, so far it's going, still trying to finish waking up here and everything. Hey, what radio do you have?
GMRS-UV5R, ANOFENG, I believe it's say on the radio.
Yeah, roger that. It sounds like a bell thing or something, but yeah, you should be able to make the Detroit repeater from Ferndale with that, as long as you keep that antenna straight up and down when you talk. You should make the Detroit repeater from Ferndale.
All right. Thank you.
No problem, friend. All right, WSFZ 793, I'm on the side listening.
I'm picking up.
open carrier on the Mayville repeater, the 462-550. It's just open, no modulation.
Yeah, somebody was talking to Sean this morning. I guess, I don't know, the Troy or the Saginaw repeaters are keyed up too. Stuck keyed up. No, the guy said no modulation. I think it was Greg, in fact. It's either the Flint or the Saginaw repeater. One of them stuck keyed up, I guess.
Yeah, this is Greg. So, yeah, I was just scanning through, and it's stuck here. No voice, no nothing, just dead carrier. WSGH-922, I'm clear.
WSFY-587, clear. I will be back on probably in an hour. WSFY-587, clear.
All right, James, we'll cut you in a bit.
WSEG-572, standing by. WSEG-572, signing off.
Catch you later, 572. WSEG-792.
WSGW-213 to WSGI-783, copy.
Yeah, 783, go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to let you know I'm running a little bit late right now, just to make you aware. It'll be at about 10:10.
Very good. I should be there in about the next 5 minutes. We'll have a hot cup of coffee waiting for you.
Very good. See you. Talk to you then.
WSGI-783, clear.
WSFT-902. You out there? WSFT-902, 973, you out there? And no response to 973, WSFT-902.
Monitoring. WSBM-993, mobile and monitoring.
WSFY587. Radio check.
Station 587. WIUG 58. Radio check. Your audio is good, but your signal is not good enough. WRCX 218, WIUG 48, copy.
Thank you for the radio check. WSFY 587.
Radio check sound good, but you're cutting off a little bit.
Because I'm driving, once I settle down and get into the house, I will respond back to God. WSFY 587, clear.
When you're driving, okay, do a favor. Open the window a little bit down and put your antenna a little bit out. You should do good. Roger. Still there? WICX 218. WICX 218. WIUG 48, copy. WICX 218. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring. WSBM 993 for signal report.
WRZP 544. Sir, today, let me tell you, your modulation is top shelf, and your background is crystal clear, Roger.
Thanks, Sheboygan, Bob. Definitely, WSBM 993, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. We'll be monitoring.
Roger that. Keep doing what you're doing there, brother, and be safe out there. WRZP 544, clear, monitoring the frequency.
WRCG 5 is your thing. WRCG 5 is clear.
WRZP 544, radio check, please.
Your boy again, Bob, sounding loud and clear, WCPM 993.
993, appreciate it. Just got the antenna back up on the tower that was destroyed during the ice apocalypse. And back on the OKG 1000 on the base station here. So appreciate it, brother. Be safe out there. WRZP 544.
Sounding good over here too, Bob. Nice and clean. Sounding good. WSOZ 793.
Appreciate it, 793. Yeah, I still got some beam work to do. Damn wind twisted my coax right off my four element. Yagi beams on the horizontal there, so I still got to get up there on the roof and take care of that. But we got the old tram, model 1477 there, back up on the tower, amateur dual band, VHF, UHF, roger.
Yeah, roger that. Well, it's doing the job for you. Like I said, sound clean. Sound like you're practically, like you're sitting over here next to me, and, you know, no noise, and working really good there. Now, sorry to hear about the Yagi, but I'm sure you get that straightened out there, Roger.
That, the 8-70, hanging off the tower along with the GRMS antenna and scanner antenna, and the beams are on a tripod here on top of the radio shack. I haven't gotten up there to it yet. I'm going to need some help, but I want to make sure, damn sure, because they're spinning freely. Not sure if the antenna's spun on the pole or the old bearings are shot in my rotor, but I'll get to it little by little, brother. All right, man. You be safe as always. I appreciate it. WRCP 544.
Yeah, all right. Very good, then. You have yourself a good day, my friend. But this is the 793, and I'm listening.
WSEY 438 on the band. I'd like to see WRVE 804 for Lenders Fusion Repeater out of Barrington. WSEY 438 on the band.
WSFT 902 973 out there. You got your radio on. No response, 973, WSFT 902, monitoring.
Good
afternoon, sir. WRZP 544.
Thank you.
WSBQ 684 Mobile.
684, you're coming in loud and clear, WSCH 795. This is Mike, Mobile Northbound on 23. Just entering Genesis now. Trying to fight this rain.
Hey, 795, yeah, I'm right behind you. I'm just getting out up there at 23 and Torrey.
Yeah, I think I'm just behind you. I'm at Silver Lake Road.
Hold on, man. Old man moment.
Well, it seems like it's clearing up right now. I think that literally somebody lost a garbage bag or something that didn't help through this rain. It had to down to, where you had to veer off onto the shoulder, down to just north of 53. But it seems like it's a clear sailing now, so. And it's starting to rain again. And I am just behind you. I'm coming up to Torrey Road now. Over.
Yeah, you know, you work all day, and as soon as you go and walk out your car, it starts raining. So, I just passed the rest area now and quit, so we're good to go.
I don't mean to rub it in, but I'm retired. I don't have to work anymore. I just take my time.
I retired back in 2022. I just worked 3 days a week running fire. Well, I'm waiting for the wife to retire.
Well, this is it was good talking to you. Good luck to you. I'm gonna try to make it through here, and this is Mike, WSCH 795. I'll be done and over. Happy your last.
Hey, Mike, nice to meet you. Name's Jeff, and we'll catch you next time around. WSCH 684.
WSGH 922 monitoring. WSOZ 793 listening.
WSIC 866 monitoring.
WSPA 393 is monitoring. Oh, we're here in Midland at the landfill. Getting kind of rough.
WSFT 902 973, Dave, you out there? Negative response on 973, WSFT 902, I'll be monitoring.
This is WSID 817, monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Echo Alpha 848 is monitored. And the repeater there. There's nothing but static. I hear your voice in there a little bit. You're just not making it.
Whiskey Romeo Zulu November 493, just trying to reach that repeater.
Which repeater would that be?
Mount Clemens on the MI-8 network.
WQZJ969. I'm going to say you got it because I'm up in the Emmett County area off the Sheboygan repeater, so you are making it in and on the network just fine.
Beautiful. I appreciate the confirmation.
No problem. You have yourself a wonderful evening.
You as well. Thanks.
DAT monitoring.
Thank you.
ZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Radio check, please.
Sounding pretty good there, Bob. WRYS 363.
Thank you, sir. Me and the better half were headed out in the wilderness in the side-by-side here. Wanted to make sure we could shoot, move, and communicate. Thank you, sir. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Headed out to the wilderness.
Have fun and safe travels. WRYS 363, back on the side.
WRTZ 552 is listening.
Wireless communication is inherently anonymous. There is no way of knowing who transmitted a signal if they do not identify. And there is no way of knowing where that signal is transmitted from unless you actively track it down.
WIUG 488, 544, over.
WSIQ 479, monitoring.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
Three, WRZP 544, good evening, sir.
Hello, Bob, Sheboygan, how are you? WSBM 993, how's it going?
Heading south into the Pigeon River in the side-by-side with the better half in control. Flight path looks good, no complaints, so living the dream, and we hope you are as well. Over.
Yeah, you're sounding really good, man. Full quiet, loud and clear, crystal clear, good modulation, good audio. Sounding really good in the mobile there, definitely. How are we sounding?
You save some of that for yourself. Keep doing what you're doing. You travel safe. And man, again, I keep telling you, you're a busy man. God loves you. WRCP 544. Clear and monitoring the frequency deep from in the side of the Pigeon River Forest.
WRCP 544. WSCU 202. We're waving, buddy.
We're going to send it right back to you, brother. We're doing what we're doing best. We're living a dream, and if it was any better, it'd be illegal, sir. Thank you for the wave. You and yours be safe. WRZP 544.
202, and we're clear.
WRTZ 552 is listening.
WSOZ 793, listening.
93, this is WRTZ 552. Do you happen to know where this receiver is out of on 725 here?
I don't know if you were calling me, but if you are, you're breaking up real bad. Can't understand what you're saying there, right?
Yeah, copy that. Yes, I was trying to reach out to you. Just trying to see where this repeater was located at.
Well, it sounds like you're mobile, but I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater. Where's your location?
Well, like I always say, Mother Nature give it, Mother Nature take it away. But just as the 792 is listening.
Yeah, you can copy this transmission. I am mobile, and I am in Howell.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I don't know if I can help you out there. Somebody else probably could. If you're out in Howell, I don't know what repeater is the closest repeater over to Howell. You'd have to be, you got to be hitting the closest repeater to you, that's for sure. That'd be my guess. But I can't tell you. Somebody else would have to tell you they're okay.
So, copy that and appreciate it. I've also got some of the Detroit repeaters tied into this as well. This one just sees some scenes coming in right now.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, whatever you did there, you came in pretty good. A little bit of noise, you know, when you're driving, but I heard every word you said that time there, okay?
Yeah, copy that and appreciate it. WRTZ 552.
Yeah, Roger that. I got a map pulled up on my computer here. I gotta find where Howell's at. I mean, I heard of Howell. I know about Howell. I just don't remember where it's at. I'll take a look, and if I find it, I can tell you probably what the nearest repeater he's going through there, okay? Hey, 552, you still in there?
Yeah, too bad. I'm still here.
Yeah, I can't sort it out. I found Howell, but I don't know where the nearest repeater is from Howell. You know, it could be conditions, could be atmospheric conditions, and you're hitting the Detroit one or the Flint or Saginaw one, would be my guess. But like I said, somebody else out here would know better than me. I'm not smart. I'm not that smart when it comes to location and stuff with these repeaters there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I think the answer is the mouse button repeater right now.
Yeah, Roger, that. I caught most of that. You broke up at the end, but I heard you say Mount Clemens repeater. That's what I'm on right now is the McComb repeater. So, but you could be going to any of the repeaters, any of the Link repeaters, you know, the repeaters are all linked together, so if you're going into Flint or Saginaw, I can still hear you and talk to you off this off of McComb. But, I don't know. Like I said, somebody else out here might be able to help you out. Maybe Jack, 488, if he's out here. He's the encyclopedia of GMRS and all the repeaters and stuff, right?
Yeah, copy that. Actually, I am hitting directly into the Mount Clemens repeater. You actually have to be on one of those other channels to hit into the other repeater. So I'm actually hitting on Mount Clemens right now.
Yeah, okay. Hey, you're sounding good there. That was beautiful, man. That was a 2.5 transmission right there. All you, nice and quiet there. All right, my friend, well, I tried to help you. If you're hitting the Mount Clemens somehow, that's pretty good. I don't know how the hell you're doing it, but I guess conditions, it can be done. So, anyway, take it easy, man. Mobile safe out there. And have yourself a good day there. And I'm WSFZ 793, and I'm going to get on the quiet side and monitor.
793, this is WRTZ 552. Nice chatting with you. Yeah, it's pretty amazing that I'm hitting the Mount Clemens one from where I'm at.
Yeah, Roger that. I don't know if you're getting closer to it
or whatever, but yeah, now your transmission is good. It's all there. No breakup, no nothing, and you're full in. So, and it's good talking to you, too, my friend. Like I said, if you need, there's people out here who know more about it than I do. I try to help out when I can, but if I don't know about something, you know, I'm going to admit it and go at it with that. Anyway, we'll talk to you in a bit, my friend. WSOZ 793 is listening.
Copy that. WRTZ 552 is clear.
SIL 946. Where you at, Ralph?
WSFP 902.
Alright. At least somebody's out here. What's going on?
Not much. I was calling for you earlier around 5 o'clock, and I didn't hear you. I'm laying here watching TV and I fucking fell out, man. I was out in this fucking heat today. Oop, sorry about that. Anywho.
Yeah, Roger that. Let's see. 5 o'clock, where the hell was I at 5 o'clock? I was just sitting there. I had the radio on. Oh, I had the volume turned down on the radio. And I was watching YouTube. I did a couple movies and I didn't pay no attention. And then earlier, a little while ago, I noticed, oh, I got the volume turned down. No wonder I don't hear nobody. But I got out here, and I talked to some guy out in Howell. But other than that, man, it's like dead there, okay?
I heard that. Yeah, what time is it now? Yeah, it's almost 8 o'clock now. It's about a couple hours ago. So, yeah, I don't know. I just came in and they, I was out in that heat and sat down and watched an idiot box for a second. I can't know. I woke up. I'm like, shoot. I woke up probably about 20 minutes ago or so.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I'm just getting ready to go to bed. I'm going to get an early one in tonight, 8 o'clock. Well, it's not early. I usually go to bed, but when I end up like last night, you know, me and Ralph, we were really ended up talking last night and stuff, and I stayed up a bit late, so, but, seeing it's dead out here and everything, I'm going to go to bed anyway here about 8 o'clock or so, they're rising.
Yeah, I roger that. You need me to stop through tomorrow?
Yeah, possibly. I'll let you know. Possibly, yeah, but like I said, I'll let you know. I'm just out of it. The heat kind of got to me and everything, and I pulled the fan out of the window. I got it positioned there so it blows the air conditioning, and I just got done eating a whole bunch of pizza. I bought everybody pizza. And, pretty full here, and looking at the clock, and I figure, well, I'll just make it the usual night tonight there, Roger.
Roger, I just wanted to know if you want me to stop through. You got to let me know tonight, because I'm going to be down that way tomorrow, so not a big deal.
Yeah, you're going to have your rig on you? What's that? I didn't catch that.
Yeah, somebody was keying up. So, yeah, I could probably bring it with me. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, all right. I'll let you know. whatever the case may be there. So, all right, man, I'm going to roll out of here and shut this bad boy down. You know, I'll get you some sleep there, so we'll catch you in a little bit, man.
Roger that, WS, you know, if you're not in honor.
All right, catch you tomorrow. So this is the 793, and I'm shutting down.
This is WSAV 841, monitoring at 841 PM. No copy station. I heard some static and a faint voice. I couldn't make anything out.
WSQ 796, location copy.
I copy 796, this is WSAV 841.
Nice to you, from the 841. How is your evening been?
Oh, pretty good. I've been kind of recently a little nervous about my grounding setup and everything, and I don't think we were originally intending to get any sort of storms or anything today, but it was, get some thunder in my area while I was at work that had me a little concerned about my home setup because I didn't have anything disconnected or anything. But everything turned out okay. How was your afternoon?
It was a busy day at work, but this afternoon wasn't too bad. Had a bologna sandwich and worked on my power backup. I have solar panels and some battery backups to run the radios and some lights here in the house. And just got done and powered up the radio and heard you throw your call out there. I figured I'd come back and let you know there was someone listening, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, a little progress every day, that's what makes the race. No need to really have everything figured out all at once.
Yeah, it had me scratching my head for a little bit. I was trying to figure out how to wire it up. What I have is I have two EcoFlow Delta 2s. I don't know if you are aware of EcoFlow or not. They have a nice setup, nice all-contained unit, power inverter, solar inverter, and all that stuff all in one with a 1,024 kilowatt hour battery capacity in there. And I was wiring them up, so you know, I had a little under 3 kilowatt hours of capacity.
Oh, cool. That sounds like a neat setup. I've always heard that going anything solar in Michigan is kind of tough because out of like 365 days and some change in a year, I'm pretty sure we only average like 80 full sunny days or something like that. So I've heard solar stuff in Michigan can be kind of tough.
It's not much better where I live. I'm actually talking to you from Central Ohio. If you know where Mansfield is in Ohio, I'm just north of there in a little town called Shelby, Ohio.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm not super familiar with Ohio. I did this past winter do like a winter hike through Hocking Hills, and that was pretty cool.
Yes, I am about, I'd say, maybe an hour and 20 minutes north of Hocking Hills, about there. So, yeah, you're real close to where I'm at. You probably went through Mansfield, just didn't realize it. Depending on which way you came down that direction. You may have been on 23, I'm sure.
It does sound vaguely familiar, but, yeah, after a certain point in Ohio, a lot of it looks and feels pretty familiar. You're making quite a stretch right now, honestly. That's pretty impressive. I don't know what repeater you're hitting or anything. I'm coming out of the Detroit repeater about 45 or so minutes west of Detroit.
I am getting a Detroit repeater. I have this in my radio. I actually can speak to Detroit just about every evening if I'm lucky, depending on where the weather is, of course. But yeah, it is quite a stretch. 107 miles as the crow flies.
You must have some pretty accommodating landscape. I know for me, I'm on a DV40, so I'm pushing, I think, a little above 40 watts, even on, like, 60 feet of coax, but I'm making the trip, like, 40 miles to the Detroit repeater, and I think my elevation is really the only thing saving me.
WSGQ 796 for ID. I'm actually using a DTEC 50 watt mobile as a base unit. I'm here at the house. And I have a Yagi facing that direction. I can move this on a rotor. Right now it's currently facing Detroit. And it's about, I'd say, maybe 20 feet above the ground.
Really? That's pretty cool. I'm on a homemade J-pole that I have bolted to my gutter at the moment. So it's always cool to hear people talk about their homemade antennas. Is yours homemade, or is it like, usually when people talk about the Yagi antennas, I feel like homemade.
It's actually the cheapest thing that Amazon sold, to be completely honest with you. The only reason I bought the Yagi in the first place is there is a bank repeater. It's actually currently down, but the bank repeater here in Mansfield, or real close to Mansfield. I have to shoot through the entire town of Shelby, and there's quite a big of a hill in the way. I shouldn't say a hill, but terrain, big buildings and things. And I got it just to shoot it that direction and use it that way. But since the bank repeater went down, I've just been kind of scanning the sky. And one evening, probably about a month ago, I came across the Detroit repeater. And I get TV from Detroit in the evenings as well.
Oh yeah, well I mean if you get TV from Detroit, I mean you definitely have some kind of good path. It's kind of funny how like time of day works into that as well, because it almost seems like regardless of weather, there's like in the morning I just can't quite hit as well as I can in the evening. Yeah, I mean I'm not sure what the dusting and everything is like, but yeah, time of day seems to even make a difference.
Yeah, for sure. That's the interesting part is even during the daytime, so I can get Toledo and Cleveland about 85-90% of the time with television. And, in the evening time, I can get them, 100% of the time, but then during certain times of the day, I can't get it at all,
Yeah, I haven't actually tried broadcasting, or not broadcasting, transmitting to Ohio at all. Funny enough, I'm half the distance to the Flint repeater, but for some reason, trees or whatever, I just can't quite hit it from home. yeah, the Detroit repeater twice the distance and I can make it. I think it's more line of sight and elevation than anything.
Yeah, that has a lot to do with it, and I think it just has something to do with just how the radio waves skip and stuff. There is a GMRS repeater in Marion, Ohio that's about, I don't know, maybe 40 miles away, if even that. It may even be 30 miles away. And I can chunk it, but that's about it. I can't even hear it, to be honest with you. But then I can get into the decoy repeater that's twice, almost three times as far away. All full, you know, most of the time, full flying.
All right, 796. Yeah, that's, it's really interesting how that works. Like, hitting three times the distance in one direction than you can the other one. I am going to step away, I think, from the radio for a little bit. But it was super nice to meet you. This is WSJD 841, clear monitoring on your final.
Yes, absolutely. It's always good to hear someone on using the repeaters and using the RF. I'm usually around as long as I can hear the repeater, of course. So, yep, we'll speak with you maybe just a little bit later. This is WSTQ 796, please.
Station 796. WIUG 38, copy.
WSTQ 796, yeah, I'm here, go ahead.
Roger, how far are you from, Bowling Green.
I copied you from Bowling Green, is that correct? Did I copy that correctly?
Oh, I'm, violating in, Rochester.
I unfortunately did not copy that. Can you say that again?
How far are you from Bowling Green? I'm here in Rochester, Michigan.
Okay, I copy you from Bowling Green, but you're in Michigan. Yeah, I'm north of Mansfield, Ohio. North Central Ohio.
And where is Mansfield at? Or is it close by?
Mansfield is halfway between Cleveland, Columbus, and Toledo, Ohio. If you drew a Y where the two top lines would come together, would be Mansfield, and that's where I'm at. I'm just north of Mansfield in a little town called Shelby, Ohio.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, well, I'm over here in Rochester, Michigan. I'm from Rochester Hills. Roger?
I do copy.
Station out there, you still there from Ohio?
This is Ohio, yeah, go ahead.
I'm in Rochester, Michigan. Roger?
Yes, I do copy you in Rochester, Michigan. I got that. Might be losing the repeater just a little bit, so if I'm getting scratchy. I'm making a 107-mile trip, so weather and time of day has a lot to do with it.
As it must be, the band is open tonight, too. It was the same thing yesterday. I was talking to the guy in Cleveland.
Yeah, they have a new, I'm guessing you're saying Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, there's a repeater in Parma, Ohio, real close to Cleveland there. Time of day has a lot to do with it, and there is a band opening. I tell you, the sun activity really been helping. But I was telling the other gentleman on here that most of the time I can get Detroit, Michigan TV stations in the middle of the night, no problem. So I think just how the lake is set up and such, Detroit can make the trip real easy, and I can make the trip to Detroit real easy.
must be close to what that lake is, Lake Erie, Michigan. Is that, are you close by there?
I am south about an hour and about an hour, so a little over an hour south, straight south of Sandusky, where Cedar Point is. I'm about an hour south of there.
Yeah, that's right. You're hitting the repeater 625. That will be Detroit repeater. Roger.
Yeah, that is correct. I am hitting the Detroit repeater, the 625 repeater in Detroit, Michigan.
Can you hear me? I'm getting into the split machine. All right, good talking to you. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 88, Rochester.
Yes, it was good talking to you. It was good talking to you. I did hear another station in there. Go right ahead. This is WSGQ 796.
796, do you copy?
I do. This is 796. Go ahead.
WSGN 300, I'm getting 50 miles into the split machine. Not even a local machine to me. We're making a pretty good haul.
I was able to copy about 70-75% of that. You are a little bit rough making it into that repeater, but you're making it in there, like I said, about 70%.
Okay, how is that? Any better?
Yes, that is about 10 times better. I can hear you just fine. So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Just thought I'd say hello. It's a great haul. You're doing a real good job from where you're at. An hour south of Sandusky, I know, right where you're at, roughly. You're kind of near, I want to say Reynoldsburg, is that correct?
Dave, can you hear me?
Reynoldsburg must be quite a bit of a ways away. I'm not actually sure where Reynoldsburg is, but if you know where Mansfield, Ohio is, halfway between Cleveland and Columbus on 71, Interstate 71, I am about 20 minutes north of Mansfield and 71 there.
Okay, my repeater cuts out up here, so I lost part of that. But let's keep talking with you. Let's just carry on.
Yes, I am beginning to lose you there. So, yeah, it was good talking to you. It was. I'm going to go ahead and step away from the radio myself here. WSGQ 796, clear for now.
Station 796. WSGH 922. Station 796. Station 796. WSGH 922.
I have a couple of minutes here before I step away from the radio, but yeah, this is WSGQ 796. Got a copy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to reach out and say hello here. I'm off the Flint repeater here in Michigan.
Okay, yeah. I'm coming in to the Detroit 625 repeater. Someone mentioned something about them two being linked, I believe, and maybe even the Mount Clemens, possibly.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, the repeater that you're coming into in Detroit there is linked to several that go all the way up the state of Michigan.
almost to the Mackinac Bridge there, Sheboygan area, if you know where that is.
I know zero things about Michigan other than Detroit, just to be honest with you, yeah.
All right, my friend, you're doing well tonight. You're making a trip here, no problem. So, all right, we'll chat with you later. WSGH 922, we'll be clearing your final.
All right, yeah, it was good chatting with all of you, all of the ones out there that I've been chatting with. Like I said, the team, I threw my radio on here, powered it up, and hopefully throw the call out, so I go ahead and come back. But I always hate to throw my call out, and no one ever comes back. It kind of makes you feel kind of dumb. So I always like to come back if I need somebody. But, yeah, it was good chatting with y'all. I'm going to be stepping away for just a short period of time. I might be back if the weather's right and the band's still open. This is WSBT 796, clear for now.
WRTP 691 monitoring.
WSDI 847. WSDI 847. WIUG 48, copy. I guess we're going to do it one more time. WSDI 847. WSDI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
Just probably skip right over the water there.
That's 100%. That's for sure. Anyhow, I'm trying to get a hold of a buddy out there in Cleveland, so I don't know if he's out there or not. Roger?
Yeah, I don't know. I think if he was, he'd be hearing you. You're booming in here.
Yeah, Roger, I'm only on medium watch. Do you believe that? That TYC is medium watch.
Yeah, me too, on the DV20. Yeah, but you're really, really coming in here.
Yeah, you're going here 5x9. Your signal is so high. And you know what I like about it? That antenna is so quiet. Very quiet.
Yeah, that harvest. I think Ralph was asking me last night a dB gain on it, and I looked it up. It's 6 dB gain on that harvest.
Yeah, that is 200 watt antenna.
Yeah, and you could only push 50 watts out of it.
But that antenna doesn't make no difference. Yeah, it's all you can do on what they call it, on the radio. Yeah, right, 50 watts, that's all you can do. But the antenna, it doesn't matter. They have a commercial antenna that's more than 200 watts. I don't know if you know that or not.
Yeah, I think I was telling you I looked at that the diamond version of the one I've got for UHF and VHF. They do make a commercial version. Is that what you're talking about?
It's the same thing, the harvest, but that's commercial. And it push more watts outside. And that's what you need. You need a good antenna. Believe me, you do need a good antenna out there. And good radio, like that DB20. You don't need no 50-watt radio and nothing like that when you got a good antenna out there.
Yeah, roger on that. That harvest is pretty good antenna for sure. I've been picking up a lot further stations.
Oh, yeah. The years I've been on harvest, I picked up north of here, you know, like, well, not only Sheboygan, picked up Saginaw, picked up the other side of the state, almost by Traverse City. I picked a guy up there on that harvest.
Yeah, I was hitting Mayville, and I was hitting the Saginaw repeater the other day when the band was open. I couldn't hit Mount Clemens, but I could hit Mayville and I could hit Saginaw.
Yeah, because you got a good antenna. That's why.
So you've been studying, Jack?
Oh, I ain't gonna study. I'm just gonna take a test. I know it all. Roger.
Well, that's the way to be, for sure. Captain Don back around yet?
I have not heard anything from him, even on All-Star. Not heard it yet. Remember Jack for all the trade? Remember that? I don't know if you remember or not. Jack, all the trade? Jack Mumble, you ever heard that one?
You talking about Jack of all trades?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I told you, I know it all.
Master of none.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Whatever who's out there, I gotta know what to say. Anyhow, well, Greg, good talking to you. Take care. I want to see if he's out there. My good man out there, another state. Talk to you later. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack, we'll talk to you later, buddy. WSGH 922, I'll be on the side here listening.
WRNW 329, I listen.
Well, what up there, Tim? It sounds like you're on a walkie-talkie.
Yeah, I'm definitely on the walkie-talkie. Turn it down.
You must be doing something because you're not coming to clear, or maybe inside the building or inside the garage.
I'm outside, but I'm on the 65 again. So might not be sounding that great.
Yeah, now it's sounding okay. I can hear you good. Roger. No, Tim, you blow it now. You don't sound that good. Oh, I didn't get that, Tim. Come on back again.
Maybe I can crank the side handle on this old handheld. Crank it up a bit. I don't know. It's fine. I got it cranked out enough.
Okay, now it's okay. Now it's okay. You know, I understand, but it's not 100%. But it's okay. I heard you everything. Roger.
I'm on a 625, but I think my carport interferes with this own metal. Not carport, but my this own metal canopy on the deck.
All right. Good talking to you and good to hear from you. You take care. You have a good evening, Tim. We'll talk tomorrow anyhow. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack, have a fine evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Just a minute, WRNW 329, clear to now.
WSDI 847. WSDI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. Station 922, WIUG 48, copy.
Go ahead, Jack.
Is there any word on 10 or 20 and 40?
I was up there a little bit earlier and there wasn't a whole lot going on, really. That's what I said. It was kind of quiet.
It's been like that. I don't know why today is a different, not like yesterday. I don't know, it could be because a little rain came down today.
Yeah, I don't know. Not sure.
I was there, and a little rain came down, and that's why I didn't hear nobody after that.
I got some local guys here in the United States. I got Colorado, Texas, and Illinois. A couple of guys are doing POTA, but that was about it.
couple guys out rag chewing, you know, the usuals.
I call them, those are regular guys.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there just having a conversation like you and I, but they're, you know, in the United States. One might be in Maine, one might be in Florida.
I heard Florida, I heard Ohio, I heard, Indianapolis, and Minnesota. Wow, you should see these guys.
Yep, and I'm finding out there's a lot of guys that get together. I don't want to say they're nets, but there might be four or five of them that talk together, you know what I mean? And like I said, they're in different parts of the country.
Yeah, I just like the guy that 266 on the 20 meter. I like that guy. Got his own show. He put it together and everything else, and just put, you got to do it, go on the net and put your cosign.
Yeah, that guy was from Ireland, and that software was called Pile Up Buster, and he developed that software. Yeah, you go on his QRZ page, click on the Pile Up Buster link, and it takes you right to his program. You put your call sign in, and you get in line, he'll call you.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes he can, if you go on his, call sign, yeah, you do. But he's not all the time there on 266. I heard him a couple of times yesterday and day before. And today I didn't hear him at all.
All right, yeah, I just heard him that one night I told you about it. But, yeah, he's pushing some power for sure.
Yeah, he was sounding like sitting by me here. Roger.
He's got a big hex beam, and he's pushing about 1,500 watts, so... He's lighting up.
Well, good for him. He must have a lot of money out there to push that.
Yeah, Roger on that. Yeah, I can't imagine. Some of these guys, I was looking on their pages and stuff, they got like motorized antennas that not only rotate, they go up and down, too, for, you know, they can bring them right back down to the ground if there's going to be a storm. You want to talk about some money.
Yeah, I heard of that one. And really, they come out with that antenna about maybe a couple of years, no longer than that. That's what I heard about it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually. It the antenna goes inside itself, comes back down to about 30 feet off the ground or something. It'll go up to like 80, I think. And, yeah, they've got a big old, like, Yagi element, you know, 6 or 9 or 10 beam element up there, pushing 1,500 watts. So, yeah, they're lighting up pretty good.
You know, it reminds me of like a scope going up and down, just like that scope, you know, to take it in a warship, they take it up and down before they start like a submarine. That's what they remind me of.
Yeah, that's kind of like my pole I bought that's telescoping. I call that a telescoping pole.
All right, Greg, good talking to you. Let's see if that friend out there. We'll talk later. WIUG 48.
Hey, Jack. Chat with you later. WSGH922 will be listening.
WSGI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48 is clear. We'll give him a few more minutes.
Station 488, WSGH
922. I was just going to talk to you. I went to the family's house, and they went crazy on that hat.
Oh, really? That's cool. Glad they liked it. Hey, that guy's out there on 20 meter.
14-284.
Hey, we're going to go there. Talk to you later. WIUG 48. WSGH 92, clear. WSBM 993 in the mobile. Monitoring. WSID 817 from WSPM 993, copy.
Yeah, how you doing, Chad? I was actually just about to key up and ask how your night was going. How you doing?
Hey, roger that. Doing pretty good there, Mike. Hope all is going well for you and the animals as well over there. Hope things are going well for you. How you been?
I've been busy. I worked all day today. Got a bunch of stuff set up and ready to go probably for next week. Yesterday I took the afternoon off and I went to the hospital. I went to the My Michigan Hospital and did volunteer orientation so I can start taking Ducky in there. And Ducky and I went around and visited a few patients yesterday and it was good. So we are ready to start volunteering as soon as we get our badge, which will probably come in about next week or something. Other than that, not a whole lot else going on. I was going to go out to that National Night Out. I think it was yesterday, last night. And the traffic was just... It was backed up. It was backed up. You couldn't park in there. You had to park across the street and down the road and whatnot. And I got closer to it and I said, forget it. I'm just going to go back home. I went and visited Lori and Brian for about an hour and played some Yahtzee. You been up to anything lately?
Yeah, roger that. Not too much, man. Just pretty much the same old thing as usual, you know. Got my daughter coming for the weekend on Friday, so me doing that, you know, and stuff. But other than that, not really too much, you know. Just been chilling. Ben and Lori, how they been doing? They been doing pretty good?
Yeah, Ben's doing good. He was over here last week, Thursday, and we played some games, and he zerged me out in StarCraft 2. He beat me up pretty bad. So, that was, I don't mind losing to Ben, though. He's a good shit, so... Lori and Brian, they're doing good. They just had a cookout the other night, so I was over there swimming in the pool and eating their food and whatnot. And then, like I said, I went over there last night instead of going to the National Night Out and played some Yahtzee. But they're all doing good. They're all doing fine. Lori says hello, at least. I don't know about Ben, but, Lori says hi to everybody and... Yeah, who knows, maybe she'll be able to talk on the radio at some point. But I was just getting ready to flip off the radio and go to bed, and then I'll be up early in the morning. So
So you take care, Chad, and we'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear for now.
As you're on, same to you, Mike. Likewise. You have yourself a good rest of your evening and get some rest and do it all over again tomorrow, of course. But hopefully you got some camping coming up soon, hopefully, for you. But until then, my friend, you have yourself a great one. It's been a pleasure. We'll do it again. WSBM 993 on the mobile. We'll be back monitoring. Clear, SPI. SPI, WIUG 48, copy. Station 847. Station 847. WIUG 48, copy. WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIUG 48, copy.
WSIL 946, I'm standing by. WSGH 922, monitoring.
WSGH 922 from WSBM 993.
Hey, Chad, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Greg, heard you in there. Just wanted to jump in real quick and say hello to you. Doing all right at home. This was over visiting my mom for a little bit, so just heading back to my house now. So, but heard you in there, man. Just wanted to shout in and say hello. You have yourself a great evening, and we'll talk with you. WSBM 993 will be monitoring after yours.
Chad, good hearing you out there. We'll talk again. Drive safe. WSGH 922, I'll be clear.
WSIL 946, I'm monitoring the frequency.
WSIW 755. Monitoring.
755, can you get a copy on me? WSIL 946.
346, this is 755. You're coming in 559.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm just coming through the Mount Clemens repeater up here. Will you be, sir?
This is Rob and Allen Park talking through the Detroit repeater.
Okay. Awesome. Well, you're sounding great too, my friend. WFAM 946. Yeah, it's pretty quiet out here tonight.
Yeah, it seems to be. Yesterday, we were getting guy from Cleveland was talking on this repeater.
Well, I didn't talk, but I was listening to a guy in mid. He said he's in mid northern Ohio, coming through the Detroit repeater, and yeah, he was making it. That was earlier today when the sun was out, so I don't know about right now.
Yeah, when it cools off at night, you can skip it across the lake right over to us.
Yeah, but he was a little further south. He wasn't real close to Erie.
The guy I heard, he was from Medina, which is like halfway between Toledo and Cleveland, a little inland.
Yeah, copy that. Generally, I'll hear Sheboygan off of off this repeater. Sheboygan Bob, I've talked to him. That's quite a distance also.
I was listening to some guys talking earlier this afternoon. They were saying that all these repeaters, all the Channel 18 repeaters are linked all the way up to the northern lower peninsula.
I do believe you're correct, at least the big repeaters. You know, there's a lot of little guys around that aren't linked. But, this summer has been pretty good talking, east, or not east, that would be Canada. That's not allowed. West and north and south, it's been a great time.
They're not allowed to have repeaters over in Canada. They only got satellites there.
Well, besides that, the FCC is, even if you had a repeater or a nice, strong radio over there, you don't communicate, out of the USFA.
And CMRS is unlicensed. Canada.
So you're telling me it's unlicensed in Canada? GMRS is unlicensed?
That is correct. Over here we have the FRS radios that are unlicensed. Over there they don't have FRS, they just have the GMRS. And yeah, it's unlicensed.
Well, they probably have a watt limit, but hey, licensing keeps you honest, and that's what it's all about. Some people don't understand it. You get some idiots out here just yapping on, but yeah, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, Uncle Charlie's always listening over our shoulder.
WSIL 946, you copy?
WSIE 375, this is Matt. Just turned my radio back on. What's going on?
Well, hey, Grappler, WSAL 946 over here in Roseville. How's it been? I haven't talked to you in a while.
It's going good, Ralph, thanks. I haven't been on the radio much lately, but the good news is my friend programmed my second radio that I'm going to be keeping at my girlfriend's house. So I've got the whole setup for here and the whole setup for there. What's going on with you?
About the same kind of thing. I'm trying to rearrange, get my radio on a good spot, antenna. Jesus, it's gonna have to go in the attic or outside. This indoor thing isn't working out too well.
I wonder why that is. I don't know a whole lot about GMRS, but I've got my Midland antenna on the cookie sheet right next to my Lazy Boy, and I'm having pretty good luck.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that, just having it here, I'd rather have it out of sight, out of mind, working well, not in my face. Copy.
Okay, copy. Yep, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that would be nice to have it permanently mounted out of the way.
Well, it's kind of how I am. I don't, I like to tidy up things. I don't like cables and cords just all hanging all over the place and stuff. I don't care for that.
Yeah, copy that. Speaking of cables and cords, I just installed 4 cameras on my house. It's pretty cool. I can go on an app on my phone and watch live what's going on around my house, and also it will record if it senses motion. I know that's old technology, but it's new for me.
So, they're wired or are they wireless?
They're wireless. They're Wi-Fi, and also they're powered by solar. Actually, pretty cool. Once I've got it all figured out, I had to get a new router from Xfinity. Kind of a headache figuring it out because I'm not good with technology, but it's all set now.
Yeah, copy that. My cameras are wireless also, and I need to do something. I don't know if my router is not working well. I don't know. They work, but, they need a little work.
Okay, yeah, maybe you're due for a new router. Xfinity gave me my new one for free. I didn't think my other one was that old, but apparently when I got it was used. But anyhow, it's working great now. It's nice to have the cameras up, and I don't pay any fees or anything. I can watch them for free.
Hey, Roger, that. Yeah, I'm ready to turn it in here. I went down the YouTube rabbit hole a couple hours ago, and I pulled myself out of it and decided to turn on the radio myself.
Sounds good. Good to hear from you, Roseville Ralph. I'll let you go. WSIE 375, Matt from Clinton Township.
Good talking, 375. Be good. Yeah, I'm gonna go clear. I'll be monitoring WSIL 946.
946 WSGH 922.
Yeah, 922, come on in.
How you doing tonight, Ralph? Greg over here in Burton.
Well, I'm doing great, actually. You know, it did warm up a little today, but, you know, the windows are open again. It's just beautiful out, man. And it's a great time. Not going to last.
Yeah, I guess they're saying we're going to get a little bit of heat next couple of days, huh?
Your signal faded here. We're going to get a little bit of what?
I just said it's probably going to get a little bit hotter, get some heat, humidity in here the next day or two.
Well, yeah, that's what I saw, too. And I only checked my weather on my iPhone, you know, and I don't know how accurate it is, but, yeah, that's, we're going to get up there close into the 90s there pretty quick, like.
Yeah, I found what the dB gain is on that harvest. You asked me last night. It's 6 dB gain. It's a harvest BC 200 is the antenna I'm using right now.
Dude, that's huge. That is huge. I'm still trying to figure out, they say with every 2 dB, it doubles, but is 6 triple? I don't know, but yeah, it's working beautifully.
Yeah, I was surprised when I looked it up. I didn't know last night when you asked me, but yeah, I looked it up today, and I was like, wow, that's a big jump.
I'll tell you what, when you key up, it almost goes crystal clear. I still hear a little static in there, but very little.
So you're wanting to get that antenna outside. I don't blame you.
Well, I guess any antenna needs to be outside, you know, if you want to optimize what it's capable of. I just don't have the means. I'd have to pay somebody to put something up there.
Yeah, the antenna that I'm talking on right now is only, it's mounted at my eaves trough level. I'm only running 25 foot of coax, you know, down from the eaves trough into the side of my house where my radio is. So, I mean, it's not, if you get an extension ladder, you know, and mount it up on your eaves trough or thereabouts, and run your coax in, you should be good.
So wait a minute. You're talking mounted on the gutter, and it's a ground plane antenna?
You don't have a ground. It's an antenna that doesn't have a ground. Well, the ground is built into the antenna. It doesn't actually have a ground plane, I guess you'd call it. But it's mounted not on the gutter, but at gutter level on the side of the house.
Tell me what that antenna is again. I'm gonna jot that down right now.
That's Harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T, B-C, like Boy Charlie, 200.
I'm going to check it out. I'm going to look into it. I'm an Amazon guy, so, you know, they're going to have it.
Yeah, that's where I got it. It'll come up. It's tuned for GMRS, 6.5 dB gain, 200 watt antenna, $95.
Well, you know, you want something that works, it's not going to come cheap, you know, copy?
Yeah, Yep. It's a good antenna. Big, thick sucker.
What about the coax? It's not hooked to coax. You had to put your own coax on there, did you?
Yeah, you got to run your own coax. Comes with the, I guess you'd call the ground plane extensions. There's like three little metal rods that screw into the bottom of the antenna. And then it's got a bracket with bolts that you would mount to a pole or some kind of a mount.
Yeah, that's what I want. Got a little ground plane on it. Well, my options, I've got a stink pipe, a vent pipe coming out of the bathroom that's like middle of the house. You know, the power wires are at the other end, and that's what I'm thinking. If I go to the roof, that's where that bugger is going. It's going to go right on that stink pipe, nice and strong, and do the job.
Yeah, like I said, mine's only, I don't know, maybe 10 feet in the air. So just getting it outside, get it up in the air, you'll do all right.
I got a Slim Jim. That's what I'm talking on right now. Slim Jim it's hanging in a window, and I did move it, I don't know, about a week ago. Into a corner, you know, about a foot away from the walls each way of the kitchen, and it was horrible.
So what are you talking on right now, antenna-wise?
I'm talking on the same thing. It's the same J-pole, but I moved it back into the window area. So I'm on a DB20, I'm on medium, so about 10 watts, I guess.
Okay, so you got a J-pole. What kind of you make that, or is it a one you bought?
Well, it's called a Slim Jim. It's basically the J-pole, it's like a folded dipole, but it's made out of, you know the old antenna wire? It was two strips, 300 ohm, two wires. You know about that?
No, I don't. I'm just looking it up right now here on the internet.
Well, it's kind of for TV before coax came around. That's what they use.
Oh yeah, I gotcha.
Well, this is made out of the old TV stuff was 300 ohm. This is 400 ohm. It's a lot larger. They call it ladder line because they chopped the centers. It looks like a big ladder. And I bought it that way, you know, pre-tuned, ready to rock. And
yeah, okay. Yeah, it's doing a good job for you, really. I mean, you're definitely loud and clear going into the repeater.
I bought this thing with, like, I don't know, 15 foot of, well, it's shitty coax. I mean, you really don't want to add anything to it because you're going to get a bunch of loss. But the beauty of it is you could just roll it all up, throw it in your backpack, and, you know, go rock climbing if you want to, and screw it right to your handheld.
Yep, that's pretty cool. I haven't seen one of those before. But, yeah, that's pretty flexible for sure. I'm looking at one right now.
This brand, I'm looking at it here, it's an NITAX. It's their GRMS version. Geez, I think I paid $40. I mean, Well, you know, you can hang it from a tree. You can hang it somewhere if you're out somewhere. Not like I'm going to go rock climbing, my friend. But it's versatile, I guess, if you could use it.
So you got that DB20, huh?
Yeah, I'm still farting around with the settings. I mean, I know the major settings, but like right now, I got it to tell me that I'm down in the lower section. It tells me I'm on Mount Clemens, and you know, depending on what frequency I'm at, I've got it programmed in there. You know, it simplifies things a little bit.
Yeah, good deal. Yeah, it's good radio. Good little radio. I got two of them. I got one on my side-by-side.
What do you got on the roof of the side-by-side? Because that's not steel. I wouldn't think you're using like a high plate kind of thing.
Well, it's funny you ask, because I was going to mount it. It's got a dump box on the back, and I thought I was going to mount it there. But I ended up mounting, I have a little area behind the seat, and it's underneath the roof, actually. So I do a lot of riding in the woods and stuff, so I can't have any antenna sticking up. So it actually fits perfect inside the cab. But, yeah, I got a little Comet 2x4 in there.
Hey, Roger that, yeah. It's been a few years, but I had a couple of Yamaha Grizzlies that I would just, you know, we would just go romping and stomping, and I can't see an antenna holding up what we used to do.
Yeah, Roger that. So yeah, it fits inside there quite nice. I got a Midland loudspeaker plugged in the back of it, and works beautiful.
Excellent, man. Well, I'm sort of handicapped these days. I don't get out like I used to, but man, I used to love to just hit the woods and communicate and have fun.
Yeah, me too. I was younger. I used to ride Harleys and snowmobiles and all that stuff, but my back can't take it anymore, so got rid of all that stuff.
Yeah, I copy that. My mom, God bless her, she's gone now, of course, but she made me promise never to ride a bike, because my older brothers just terrorized the poor woman.
Yeah, they're pretty dangerous. I'm glad I got out when I did, with all the dope smoking and drinking and everything else, people texting. It's like you're destined for trouble out there these days.
Yeah, Roger. It's really easy to get in trouble these days. You know, if you're gonna do what you're gonna do, do it when you're home. Got you.
Roger that. Just wish everybody else would do that. You know.
So hey, what am I thinking? 793, Dave. Dave, you out there listening to us?
I heard him out here earlier, about 8 o'clock. He said he's getting ready to go to bed.
Yeah. Well, he, you know, from what he's told me, he's only about 2-3 miles away from me. We tried to do a little Simplex last night, but just I couldn't make the radio transmit. I don't know. I had trouble. He thought I left him hanging, but I didn't. And Yeah, so we're going to try it again.
Yeah, I guess it just depends on what's in the way, you know. I heard maybe 2 miles max, you know, if it's good line of sight.
Geez, should be able to do that with handhelds, but I couldn't transmit, and it was really irritating me. It's an AOP also, you know, the way this radio is programmed.
Well, you should be able to push the VM button and plug in the frequency and key up. No problem.
Sure did. No transmit.
I don't know. You must have something in your settings when you programmed it.
Yeah, obviously. Well, I got one Simplex, I think it's 650, programmed in here, and if he wants to try her again here one of these days, we can do it. But I do know that it now, I do know now it's program, it transmits and receives.
All right, Ralph, I'm going to back out of here. See if I get to bed early here. Get up earlier. Good talking with you.
All right, Greg, be good. Be good. I'm going to be clear here, 922 WSAL 946. I'm standing by and monitoring.
All right, my bud, or my friend, we'll talk to you later. WSGH 922 will be clear.
WRFX 966.
Yeah, I got you, 966.
Hey, how's this thing sounding? I got an old speaker mic from a different radio that hasn't been used in a few years. Just trying it out on this new XDS 5000 that I got.
Well, you're sounding good. Sounding real good. Where are you located? You're bouncing off of what repeater?
I'm 9.5 Orion talking off Detroit, and I'm sitting in my basement.
Well, you're not doing that great. I mean, I'm over here in Roseville. I mean, it's coming through fine, but your audio is a little wacky.
Wacky weak, wacky distorted.
No, not really. It's just there's some static behind it, and it's a little bit weak.
Yeah, I get interference from my computer monitors on these 400 megahertz frequencies. That's probably what it is. And I got a little bit of hum in the speakers that it's probably picking up.
Oh, yeah. Like USB. Those little charging cubes, they can really wreak havoc on your coax if it's too close.
Well, I'm gonna hold it out.
As long as I'm not really, really quiet, then I gotta turn up the gain just a touch, but other than that, I'm not gonna worry about it.
Hey, copy that, WSIL 946.
All right, WRFX 966, thank you for the info. I'll be clear.
This is WSBG 257, is this available for a signal report?
This is WSEQ 257. I need space to available for a signal report. Roger that, I appreciate it. Just got this thing programmed, making sure it works. WSEQ 257, clear.
WRUG 488, WRTX 957. WRUG 488, WRTX 957. Thought I heard a radio check out there. Yeah, whoever that is, you're not making it in.
Five, your radio is loud and clear.
Yep. Who was the other guy out there that said I was coming in loud and clear? What's your location?
He's 5'5". I'm in Livonia. Handheld in my backyard.
Yeah, what kind of radio and antenna? You're a little bit weak audio. Signal's kind of wavering, but you're far away. What kind of radio?
It's an XPS 5000 design antenna. UHF antenna. First time using it, actually.
Roger, on the Motorola. But, yeah, I don't know if those have a BMC connector. You might want to get a signal stick or something on there.
Yeah, copy. I got the SWR meter out. It's giving it a good number.
Hey, Greg.
Here you break. What kind of wattage are you pushing? Are you just pushing the standard 5 watts?
Yeah, that's correct. It should just be 5 watts. Programming is a little bit of a pain, so I'm sure I could probably make some improvements.